spatial understanding test. It has been a long pause since my last diary entry. There are some reasons for it. I have been spending a lot of time on pronunciation exercises with Rachel. Rachel is an excellent teacher, but I am a little unsure if her method for teaching in Altbeck is the most effective one. No, I don't give it up, but I think it's not wrong to observe the situation a bit critically. Why? She supplied an understanding test for understanding the phrase at the in the sentence or to find out if there isn't such a word in a word sequence. There were about 10 tests and I finished them with 50% success. That's really bad, looking like a random game. Then I had the chance to give this test to 4 of my grandchildren. 3 of them observed it with 100% correctness, and the 4th one with 90%, also a good figure. He is the youngest one, with way less English practice and exercise than the others. What can be the reason for this big difference with respect to me? I talked with them about this and almost all of them reported that they understand the phrase or sentence totally. And so they found out if there is an at the pattern in it or not. I must admit that I didn't understand the phrase vaguely or almost nothing of it, and tried urgently to pick up at the or couldn't pick it up. That, of course, wasn't a good strategy, and it wouldn't help me to enrich a full understanding. Now I have to risk repeating this test and the former ones too, with the ambitious goal to understand it completely and to fish at the by semantics, not by phonetics. Should I try it today? I think I'm too cowardly for it. It's too dangerous for me, for my self-confidence. The text was written down with a pen and then dictated. I will test it with my new prompt for learning casual English. Now the casual English variant. It's been a while since my last diary entry. There are a few reasons for that. I've been spending a lot of time working on pronunciation with Rachel. She is a great teacher, but I'm not totally sure if her method really works best for someone like me and hold back. No, I'm not giving up, but I think it's fair to look at the whole thing with a bit of a critical eye. Why? Well, she gave me a listening test to check if I could catch the phrase at the in a sentence or figure out if that phrase wasn't even there. There were about 10 clips and I only got around half right. That's bad. Honestly, it felt like guessing. Then I had 4 of my grandkids try the test. 3 of them nailed it 100%. Correct. The 4th got 90%, which is still really solid, and he is actually the youngest with way less English exposure than the others. So what's behind this big gap between them and me? I talked to them and most of them said they just got the meaning of the whole sentence. That helped them figure out if the was in there or not. I was got to admit I didn't really get the meaning at all. I just tried hard to catch the phrase at the and often I just couldn't. that strategy clearly doesn't cut it. It doesn't help build full understanding either. Now, I need to go back and redo the test and the earlier ones too, with the goal of really understanding the content. I need to pick up the phrase and the from context, not just sound. Should I give it a shot today? Honestly, I think I'm too chicken. It's a bit risky for my self-confidence.